were so good. Well, I know God must be proud of us when we sing. Oh, it just must wake up all the angels because they don't want to miss a note. I didn't see a lot of head shake. I maybe got... Whoa! Now, that wasn't very nice. She threw that at me. Now, I was just going to say good things about her. And she's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. This is a young lady that I've loved for quite a few years now. And many of you here have the same feeling. Once you know her, you love her anyway. So if you met her once, you still love her. She went through quite an ordeal. But I found out tonight as I kind of eavesdropped on some of the things that she said and found out. So everybody take a look at your life back there. There was a time in her life when she just wished God would call her home. Her life was that hard. And you can set yourself up for a quick pop out of the body and finish your life on earth. Because if you ask, you will receive. What have you asked for just lately? Huh? Don't tell me new cars and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about things deeper than that. Is everybody thinking about what they've thought lately? Lately, maybe not even lately, and maybe, 25 years ago. Because if you ask, you will receive. And this young lady, she has so many people loving her. When she asked God just to get me out of here, my life is just too hard. God knew that she really didn't mean it and that she still had all these people loving her and that we would all be so sad if anything happened to her because she, to me, is one of the angels on this earth. And all of you people with your prayers helped her when she was not sure whether she was going to make it or not, according to the medical world. They didn't really give her any hope. And she is an angel, and that's our Crystal.
Millie, she's like my second grandma that I never had. I'm so lucky that I found this church and I found you. It's helped me with my spirituality and knowing that our soul lives on and we don't just die when our body dies. We're always around, like the Bible says. We just continue to keep on going. So everybody knows what month it is, right? Is it the month of what?
Halloween.
Oh, I love Halloween. October. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm here to tell my story. I'm not looking for sympathy, but I want to make you guys aware that cancer is real. Breast cancer is real. 1 out of 8 women, unfortunately, will get diagnosed with breast cancer throughout their life. I didn't know that I was going to be one of those 8. Last year, so my name's Crystal, and I'm going to tell my story to some of you that don't really know my story. Last year, I was 34, and around October, I felt a lump in my breast, my left breast, and I thought, oh, that's so strange. What is that? And it was accompanied by a rash. So I just kind of like put it off. I'm 34. There's no way. Breast cancer didn't even go through my brain. You know, how would you think when you're so young, cancer? So I kind of put it to the side and, I was working out. This rash wouldn't go away. And I thought, geez, this hippie deodorant that I'm using just sucks. I'm going to try some new hippie deodorant. And unfortunately, the rash didn't go away. And it kind of went around my eyes and the lump kept on growing. So finally, I got approved for a mammogram, and nothing showed this lump. So the mammogram didn't show the lump, and then I got approved for an ultrasound. The ultrasound didn't show anything. They said that I had dense breast, and women out there, you want to know what that's about. And I'm not only saying women, because men can, too, get breast cancer. So men, if you have breast, you definitely have to get it checked out. So anyways, long story short, this bump kept on growing. Okay, and I didn't have any symptoms. I was a little tired, but I mean, I was working like 3 jobs and I was nannying, so kids make you tired, right? So finally, I got approved for a biopsy. And on May 23rd of 2018, I was at my godson's, I'm going to try not to cry. I was at my godson's, I think it was his first grade open house or something, or his kindergarten one. And I got a phone call, and my partner Liz said, get the phone call. Everything's going to be fine. Just get the phone call so we know, you know, what's going on with this lump. We thought it was just like an infection or something. And they said, over the phone, you have breast cancer. And I literally felt like my whole world was spinning. You know, kind of in the movies, have you guys, everybody's had bad news, right? Everybody's been in a bad spot before where you're just shocked. And if you haven't, thank goodness that you have it. But you're just shocked and the world is spinning. And I thought I was so strong, but I just start to cry and I ran to the bathroom because there's little kids. I didn't know what to do. And anyways, I was in major shock. So I went home, major shock. Liz was a major shock. And I excused myself and I said, oh, just tell Daniel that I was sick. I have to go home because I didn't want to scare him or anything because at the time I think he was 5. So I went home and I felt angry. No, at first I felt shock. So, you know, you go through all those emotions. It was shock, shock, shock. What? Why, God? Why? I go to church. And even if I don't go to church, church, nature is my church. Yeah, I'm faithful. I'm faithful. Why me? Haven't I already proven myself to you by my childhood that I went through? I was feeling like a victim. I really was. And I was very angry. I try not to be angry with God, but I was just questioning everything. What did I do? Was it when I was younger? What was this? What? I'm going to be a nurse. I can't have breast cancer. I can't. This cannot be happening to me right now in my life. I'm in school. There's no possible way. I was in denial. 2 days later, I went to my wonderful oncologist, and she told me, this is not just a regular breast cancer, Crystal. It's called inflammatory breast cancer, and you're stage 3, almost stage 4, by the size of the lump. Now, I have to say, everybody has their own ideas about Western medicine or Eastern medicine. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. Okay, I think both approaches work. But when coming with cancer, dealing with cancer, I was totally against chemo. I read this book a year before, and it was called The Truth About Cancer. I'm not putting the book down, okay? But the book, it really gave me, like, I didn't believe in chemo at all. I thought it was just a death sentence, okay? If I didn't, so I was against this in the beginning. And then my doctor, and she's from India, so she does believe in Eastern medicine as well. She pulled her chair up to me, and she said, Crystal, you will never be a nurse if you do not start chemo right away. And I didn't want to hear it. And I felt like I was powerless. What? I have to start chemo? You know? And I just felt like I had no power over anything. Anything. So I started chemo, and it was very, very hard. I was very, very sick, but it saved my life because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be here. So I did chemo. I did, I think about, I don't know how many months. It was 4 or 5 months, rounds of chemo, really heavy stuff. Lost my hair, but I shaved it. Millie was there. Her daughter, Andy, helped me cut it off, and we donated it to kids with cancer. And that's the only power I had was to shave my hair, you know, or shave it all off because it felt like I didn't have any power. So I went through chemo, very sick. I was just miserable. I was just so miserable. And I was getting mad again, kind of at God. And then I had to recheck myself and go, no, this is your walk. Obviously, you've chose this and you're going to get through this. And I'm not going to blame Jesus, Lord, whoever you guys think is God to me, Jesus, God, you know. And I really got through that with all of your prayers, all of the people that have been praying. A lot of you guys don't know me, but I was taking Millie's classes for the last, I don't know, 10 years. And then I kind of got away from church, especially with the breast cancer. But everybody prayed for me. And you guys, prayers work. I am a living example that prayers work. So I did the radiation, got through it, and I did chemo, a double mastectomy, because I didn't want to coming back, because my chances were very, very high that it came back and it spread to like my lymph nodes. Like I said, it was almost stage four. And then I did radiation. And I want to just tell you a couple of God stories. Do you guys know what God stories are? Good things that happen to you. Like a simple one would be, oh, angels to me are friends that have left the body, like our family members. Okay. Your spirit always lives on. So I ask my family members, oh, please, I'm having a hard day. Please be with me. And I know that they're right there no matter what. And I've had proof in Millie's classes that they really do exist. But little God stories are like, oh, I'm going to be late for this appointment, but please let a spot open, you know, let me get that spot. And then you get the spot. Simple things like that, right? Simple things that make your day easier. Those are God stories. So on my first PET scan, we were really worried since it was so aggressive, this inflammatory breast cancer, aggressive and rare, that it spread and like to the brain, you know, and to other parts of the organs. And I was nervous. And at this time, my anger was more sadness and just survival. I was in survival mode. Like, come on, God, I know we could get through this. I don't want to die. I'm too young. I want to live. I want to work on myself because I definitely don't want to be around a whole bunch of me's just yet. I need to work on myself. And so I went in. Liz, she's been my partner for the last 12 years. It's been very hard on us, but she found a little, we collect hearts from her grandmother that died, Nanny. She died at 90, but she always sent Liz hearts and me as well, and our whole family. So hearts are a huge thing. Well, I came out and she said, Crystal, you'll never believe what I saw or what I picked up. I said, what did you pick up? She said, a heart. It's like a little heart gem, like a little sticker in the middle of nowhere at UCSD. Is that God? Is that the angels? That's the angels. And it gave me hope. And it gave me hope. And I'm cancer free. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everybody that prayed. Isn't that wonderful? And so Millie is big into the Bible, and she gave this to me several years back. And she said, honey, you don't have to read it religiously, but, you know, just open it up and see if it talks to you. So I have been, and it does talk to me. I'm very fortunate, but it takes practice just like anything. So if you want to communicate with the angels, you know, like she said, there's no psychics out there, but you ask God and you really practice and then you can communicate. It's what you want to put into it. So so on June 4th, I did my PET scan, and there's always something negative in the back of your brain, like, oh, it's going to come back. And I'm not going to lie, it's still there and I have to fight it. So whatever any individual in this room is going through, whatever is bothering you, whatever negativity is in there, fight it and fight it with the Lord and know that you're good enough and that you're strong enough and that you're going to get through it, because life gets dark and we don't want to be dark. We want to be light, right? So just keep on fighting that. I have to fight it every day. So after my PET scan, they said, you know, it's clear. It's clear. And I was like, oh my goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I don't want to die, you know? And I said, Liz is like, open the Bible. And, so I opened the Bible, and this is living proof. This is living proof that the Bible talks to you. It talks to me because I really, really, really believe in what the Bible says. And it said, woman, this is Luke 13, woman, you are healed of your sickness. What? Okay. So now I I know, right? So I thought to myself, Crystal, stop it. Stop with the negativity. Stop with the negative. Don't think that way. Don't go there. Look at what God just told you. Woman, you are healed of your sickness. That's just amazing to me. That's just amazing. So I really, really want to encourage anybody out there that is feeling not good. I always say cancer, yes, it's a disease, okay? And it's really becoming an epidemic. And I really hope and pray that every one of you guys can pray for the doctors and the scientists and people that came up with chemo and all the animals that had to suffer, you know, doing these treatments for us. I think that God, you know, these animals volunteered and, you know, God bless them. They had to go and get sick for us to live, right? With any other treatment. It's not, Western medicine is not the devil, you know, it saved my life. So I just hope that you guys are open to that and please get checked. And yeah, it's just crazy. What else did I want to share with you? Okay. So another thing that I want to share with you guys is, as Millie said, when I was younger, I was probably in my teens. I think, I don't know if it's normal for most teenagers to go, oh, I just don't want to be here anymore, you know, but I really, really had a really hard life. And, I don't want to be a victim, but, it was really tough. My mom was a drug addict and it was really, really tough. So a part of me went to die, you know, it's like, oh, I just do not want to be here anymore, you know? And I probably took it a little too far with my thoughts, again, negativity. And look at, I had a chance to go, right? So I really think, Millie always says in her classes, please watch your words, your thoughts, and your actions. Because a lot of things that I've thought in my life come true. I wanted to adopt my two younger siblings because they were in foster care. And I did it. I adopted them. Okay. So, and then the negative thoughts that, you know, that I've thought, another thing, it's kind of funny, but not, I always wanted fake breast. And, well, there's no choice. I'm getting those. I'm getting fake breast. So I had to learn the hard way, right? So you have to be careful what you think about your body. Honestly, I had such a bad body image when I was younger. Just be thankful for the little things. Be thankful for your ears. Be thankful for your toes. Without your toes, you can't really walk right, right? Be thankful for your arms. Be thankful for your breast. Be thankful for what God gave you. Another thing is I always wanted curly hair. My hair was straighter than straight, and it was flat. And I wanted bouncy, curly hair. Well, I went through chemo, totally bald, no hair anywhere, and I come back with curly hair. Right? So again, you have to really, really, it's the truth, right, Liz?
And now you're complaining about your
clothes. Well, no, not complaining. I'm trying not to complain because I'm so grateful to have hair. You don't even know. When you don't have any, the bald I could deal with, but the, like when the eyelashes went and my eyebrows went, oh, I was like, ugh, who are you? You look like a ghost. It was scary to look at myself. What else? Oh, another thing is, geez, I'm telling you, I still have to tell myself every day, watch what you say. I told my family, I said, when I was probably in my 20s, when I was raising the girls, I said, you know, one out of eight women get breast cancer, and I want to get it if that ever comes to our family. And I got it. So again, I'm preaching to myself as I'm telling you guys this. Watch your words, watch your thoughts, watch your actions. Crystal, I'm going to watch my words, I'm going to watch my thoughts, and I'm going to watch my actions because, especially you youngins, okay, your mind is strong, very, very strong. If you think negative, negative's going to come. If you think positive, positive's going to come. Even if you're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm thinking positive, but nothing's coming positive my way, you just keep on praying, and you have faith, and you breathe, and you believe. There's a lot of people I know in this room that has lost a loved one, or you guys are searching for something. All of us are searching for something, right? I just really, really hope that you really enjoy each day that you grow older. I used to complain, oh, I'm getting older. I'm not a nurse yet. I'm getting older. What am I doing with my life? No. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor. There's kids that get cancer that do not get this honor to be alive, to be present, to go out and touch somebody that's not feeling good, to see somebody on the street that is homeless and give them a smile. Every single one of us has our own pain. I like to say cancer is cancer, but cancer comes in many forms. It comes in depression. It comes in many forms. I can't think of them. I had them all in my head.
It comes in depression. It comes in anxiety. It comes in, I'm not good enough. I don't look good enough. I'm not what culture says what I am. It comes in all forms. It comes in negativity. It comes in movies. It comes in books that you put in your brain. So you have to really, really, really protect your brain. And I'm saying this as I'm talking to myself. So I was just wondering if everybody can just think of somebody or think of yourself right now and just give that love out to have whoever's hurting. I know there's some people right now that came up to me and they're worried that they might have cancer. And you need to get checked. You need to get screened if you have any thoughts, if it runs in your family. I want everybody just to give everybody in this room love. Give yourself love. Forgive yourself for whatever you've done. Because if you don't forgive yourself, you're going to hold on to that negativity, and it's just going to keep on going. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.